Okay, my friends, I'd like to speak about Parshas Shemois. We have a new, there's a new Shvilei Pinchas, which I've never shared before. I just got it. It's not in a sefer. See, when I was in Chutz Laaretz, I was down in one of these shuls, and I saw this, like, unique-looking Shvilei Pinchas. Never saw before. It's not from the Ayin. You see, most of the Shvilei Pinchas we have are Ayin, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes. I got that whole shelf in my inner room with all those blues. I found one that was Samach Tes. It's a whole different shape. It's a whole different thing. It was like in this shul. I saw some like really awesome stuff there. And I've been like peeking every time I go to the shul to chutzlars. And the rabbi finally gave me permission. You know what? Take it with you whenever you want, and bring it back when you're ready. So I have it. I'm going to share it with you. So this is a Shvilei Pinchas from Yoren Tzvik from years ago. But it's a very, very special deep. We're going super deep, my friends. Now just make sure you realize this is not shot. This is sewed. We're going deep into secrets. Deep into stuff that you probably would never heard and might never hear again. But hold on to your seats because this is super intense. But follow me. Now what I love about what I'm about to tell you is you're going to see woven craftfully a beautiful tapestry that has all different colors. What I mean by that is it's bringing from the Chiddush Arim. It's bringing from the Chassam Sofer. It's bringing from Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Litvish, Chassidish, Oberlander. That's, I don't know if you know that one. Oberlander. Chassam Sofer is called Oberlander. It's not Chassidish, it's not Litvish. It's like something in between.
It's more Yekvish.
Akolponim. My boy said, it's all here in today's Shvilei Pinchas. Check this out. Here we go. I'm excited. Here it goes. There's a very interesting conversation that happens between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayomer Moshe l'Hashem, Bi Adoni. And Moshe said to Hashem, Lo ish dvar manoichi, I'm not an eloquent speaker, a man of words. Gam mitmol, gam mishulsham, gam me'oz dibartem abdecha. From when you spoke to me, I'm not a person who can speak. What's going on is Hashem said, Moshe, I want you to go down to Mitzrayim, and I want to take those Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. Time's up. Moshe's like, I'm not the person to do that. I mean, I'm not an eloquent speaker. I can't do that. Vayom Hashem Elov, mi som pelo adam, o yisim ilayim, o cheresh, Hashem, v'ata leich v'anoichi eyem picha, v'oyrisicha shetidaber. You go, I'll be with you. So now, the first question we have to ask is, Moshe Rabbeinu knows what Hashem is capable of. And I'll prove it to you. Moshe Rabbeinu killed a mitzvah with the Shem HaMafurash. It's not like Moshe Rabbeinu is like some sort of amateur over here who's just learning on the job. Moshe Rabbeinu is already way over there. So what is he saying? Like, Hashem, I'm not good for the job. Like, he doesn't know that. Hashem says, I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. It's okay. What was Moshe thinking? Hashem's telling you, go. I don't think so. That's not gonna work, because I can't do it. Well, what is this conversation? What's going on? What's the back and forth? Here goes. We're starting off right now. We're diving into deep waters. Says the Chiddush Harim. The Chiddush Harim says the following thing. In something called the Sefer Hazuchus, he says there's a very fascinating remez here. Moshe says, Loi ish dvarim anoichi. Loi ish dvarim anoichi is soif tevois shamai. Loi ish dvarim anoichi, soif tevois shamai, like beis shamai. And Hashem says to him, Hu yeh lecha lepeh, and that's rush tevois, Hillel. Hu yeh lecha lepeh, Hillel. Loi ish dvarim anoichi, shamai. Something with Hillel and Shamai is going on over here with Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where Moshe is saying, Lo ish dvarim anoichi, Hillel. And Hashem saying, Hu yeh lecha lepeh. Shammai, Hillel. What in the world is going on? Okay. Understand, Moshe Rabbeinu was definitely not just saying, you know, I don't think I'm good for the job. The pasuk says, Vayomer bi adoini shlach no bi ad tishlach. Hashem, just have someone else do it. Says the Targum Yonason, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want that? I'm reading you the Targum Yonason, and I read it to you in the language, because it'll help a little bit. Shalach kidoin shlichuscha. Send your shlichus. Be at someone else. Dimishtalcha b'soif yoimaya. That the shlichus should go until the end of time. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, if I am the Moshiach, if I am the one who is going to be the Savior, this will not last for eternity. This will just be a temporary stay from the Gullus. I want this Gullus to be permanent. And if I'm the one doing it, it's not going to be permanent. I can't affect that. I can't do a permanent Geula for some reason. So Shlach Rabbi Atishlach, let someone else do it. Because I'm not going to be able to do the job right. For some reason, whatever that means. Okay. We can understand that there's a conversation has between Moshe and Avraham, Moshe and Hashem, I mean, where Moshe says, if I come and they ask me, what's your name, what should I tell them? And Hashem says an interesting answer. Eke asher eke, I will be what I will be. Eke asher eke, which is the shame of Hashem. What Rashi says, what does that mean? Rashi says, what that means, Eye imam bitzara, I will be with them in this tzara, in this time of crisis. Zois, asher eye imam b'shibut shar malchiyos, and I will be with them in other crisis. In other words, Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, I am going to be with you now in this crisis and with future crisis. And Moshe didn't want that. Because Moshe didn't want future crisis. Moshe is like, let's end it here. Let's get a geula shlema now. So send someone else to do the job. Hashem is like, no, that's not happening. It's not happening. There's going to be a geula, but it's going to be eke asher eke. I'm going to be here to save them, help them through this crisis and future crises that are going to happen. Because this geula is not going to be the geula shlema. That's the conversation that's happening between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, to understand what's going on with Hillel and Shammai, let's give a little introduction. The pasuk in Yeshaya says the following thing: Ki Torah me'iti teitzei, the Torah from me will go out. What does that mean? The Torah will go out. The Torah went out already. We already have a Torah. Says the Medrash that there is going to be Torah chadasha. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah Chadasha Me'iti Teitzei. There's going to be a new Torah. Medrash. And there's another Medrash, says the same thing. Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to sit in Gan Eden, and he's going to be Dairish Torah, all the tzaddikim are sitting around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoshev, and Dairish Torah Chadasha, She'asin Litan Adei Mashiach. New Torah. That's given by Mashiach. Ask the Chassam Sofer, Obalander. Ask the Chassan Sofer. New Torah? If you learn Animamins, the Animamins says, Zois HaTorah lo tehei muchlefes. One of the Animamins that we believe in is that there will be no new Torah. There's no, lo tehei Torah acheres, mei sabar yisbarach shemoi. So how can the Medrash say there's going to be Torah Chadosha if the Animamins says that that's one of the foundations of our belief? Says the Chassam Sofer, beautiful. He says, you know, that in the Torah there's a machlekes. And there's a machlekes, we have machlekes. And we side like one of those two sides, often. But there's an idea of elu ve'elu divrei Elohim chayim. Really, both of them are really true. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be megale, he's going to reveal why the other side of the argument really has merit. See, in this world, we paskin, for example, like Beis Hillel. Machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Almost always paskin like Beis Hillel. Practically always. Does that mean that Beis Shammai was wrong? No. It doesn't mean Beis Shammai was wrong. It means Elu ve'elu divrei Elohim chayim. They're both the word of God. So, Lasid Lavoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Doirish, and he's going to show us the other side of the argument. He's going to show us from Beis Shammai's perspective. That's what it means, Torah Chadasha. But it's more than that, because it's brought down from the Arizal the following thing. Listen to this amazing Arizal. It's going to be hard to keep up with this, but we're going to do our best, okay? The amazing Arizal is that in this world, we paskin like Beis Hillel. But Lo Asid Lavoi, we're going to paskin like Beis Shammai. We're going to paskin like Beis Shammai. So when it says, there's a Torah Chadosha, that means that there's a new code of law. In this world, we paskin like Beis Hillel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Mashiach comes, is going to tell us, okay, now we paskin like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel anymore. Pilei ploim. Unbelievable. The pshat is as follows, my friends. Why is it that in this world we paskin like Beis Hillel, next world we paskin like Beis Shammai? Rashi says on Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, well, he wanted to create the world with Midas Hadin. He wanted to create the world strict. But Rosh Ein Olam is Kayim. He said the world can't function that way. We're just not holding there. So Almighty Shitef Midas Arachim, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, we're going to have to give a healthy dose of mercy, of kindness, of softness, going a little easy. But really, the epitome, the perfect world, is Midas Hadin. So right now, we're still in the imperfect state. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a hanhaga, he has his behavior with us, is Midas HaRachamim, is more gentle. But when we get to the perfection of the world with Mashiach, when the world reaches its ticking, now we can revert to Midas Hadin, to what is the real, the epitome, the original intention of the world, the utopia of the world is Midas Hadin. So in Shas we find that even though Beis Shammai is wiser than Beis Hillel, we paskin like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is always the makel. Interesting. You'll see in practically every machlokes Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel is the one who is more lax, more relaxed. Beis Hillel is a mekel. Beis Shammai is a machmir. So the pshat is, my friends, Olam Hazeh, in this world where lemaisa we have to deal with the realities that we're not there yet, we paskin like Beis Hillel, which is a little bit more relaxed. But La Sid Lavoi, when we reach our tikkun, then we're going to paskin like Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai is Midas Hadin, and that's where the world is really meant to be. So when we reach the point of perfection, now we can paskin like Beis Shammai. This is the pshat, he says, Torah Chadosha Me'iti Teitzeh. It's going to be a new Torah. What does it mean? Because now the world is ready for us to be in Midas Hadin. So when Mashiach comes, now we're going to paskin like Beis Shammai. So perhaps this is the pshat, and listen, this is deep. As follows, Beis Shammai was smarter than Beis Hillel. He was deeper than Beis Hillel. Chadati tvei. We still paskin like Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai was the roif, which is as follows. Most of us in this world, we're just not there. Beis Shammai, there's a depth to Beis Shammai, seeing through what's like in front of us. Beis Shammai is like beyond this world. Now, when a dayan paskins, he can only paskin based on what he sees. Ein l'dayan el ma'aseh ein avrois, which means the dayan says, "Look, this is what it looks like in front of me. I can't, I can't paskin something that's not, it doesn't have the evidence or not here in front of me." So, in the world in front of us, it looks like Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai is deeper, because really, the truth be told, the perfection of the world is Beis Shammai. So we think Beis Shammai is wrong. It's really not true. We paskin like Beis Hillel, not because Beis Shammai is wrong. Beis Shammai is more right than Beis Hillel, but it's so deep that we can't even see it in this world. And a dayan has to paskin based on what he sees. So therefore, we don't paskin like Beis Shammai, paskin like Beis Hillel. Listen to the Malbim, says the same thing. Not just the Malbim says the same thing. Also from Rabbi Yitzchok Mibarditchev brings from Rabbi Shmelka. They all say the same thing. Says the Malbim, we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai either. We don't paskin like the Zohar. We don't paskin like the Zohar. Paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. Why don't we paskin like Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon, the Heilige Rabbi Shimon. We don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Why not? Says the Malbim, I'll tell you why not. Rabbi Shimon's too deep. Rabbi Shimon is so far that it's like it's beyond this world. Rabbi Shimon is beyond. So we don't paskin like him. La Sid Lavoi, we will paskin like the Zohar, the same way we paskin like Beis Shammai. We will. Because they are wrong? No, because they're so right that they're beyond us. We can't even see that clarity. Okay. Here goes, my friends. Now let's try to get back. Moshe Rabbeinu says, look, I want this geula to be permanent. I'm not the man for the job. I can't do it. I want this. I don't want there to be another geulus. So I'm the wrong person. Is Moshe Hillel or is Moshe Shammai? Which one is Moshe Rabbeinu? So listen to this interesting thing. Megal HaMukas tells us, Moshe is Rashi Tevis, Machloikas, Shammai, Hillel. Machloikas, Shammai, Hillel, Rashi Tevis, Moshe. Or, do it backwards, Hakol, Shamu, Mesinai. Machloikas, Shammai, Hillel, Hakol, Shamu, Mesinai. Says the Megal HaMukas, Moshe Rabbeinu is like these two things, this blend of Hillel and Shammai. But he says, Loi ish dvarim anoichi. Loi ish dvarim. What is loi? I'm not. So if teva Shammai. Dvarim is, Chazal tells us, strong words. Vayidaber is strong. Vayomer is soft. Moshe says, I haven't accessed Shammai. I can't get to Shammai. If I can't get to Shammai, then I can't get to Lasid Lavoi. I don't have it in me. Loi ish dvarim anoichi. Moshe has this blend of Machloikas Shammai and Hillel, but he's saying, like, I'm not feeling it right now. I want to bring the Geula Shlema. I can only do that with Shammai. I can't do that with Hillel. Hillel is in this world. Shammai is the Geula Shlema. Shammai is lost love. And Moshe is saying, I'm not able to access Shammai at this moment, so got to get someone else to do this job. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash tells us, the Tikkun, the Zayar, the Zohar says, just like Moshe Rabbeinu taught us Torah, right after he took us out of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come back, Tchias HaMeisim, and teach us Torah again after we have the Gula Asida. What does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu taught us Torah when we got out of Mitzrayim, that's Torah of the of Olam Hazeh, that's Torah of Hillel. Thus, in love, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to teach us this another Torah. He taught it to us already. Why is he teaching us? Oh, that's the Torah Chadosha, that's Shammai. So Moshe is like, I can't tap into Shammai now. I can only tap into Hillel. So how am I going to bring the Gula Shleim? I can't do it. Because I'm Lo Yish Dvarim. I'm not there yet. Hashem says, Hu Yeh L'chol HaPeh, Hillel. That's all we need right now. We're not doing Shammai. We're not doing that. This is not a Gula Shleim. Eke Asher Eke means I'm going to be with you in this crisis. I'm going to be with you in future crises. This Gula is not Shleim. We're just not ready. So Moshe Rabbeinu, you're the man for the job. Because the geula of Hillel that you can accomplish, the geula of keeping Klal Yisrael and Olam Hazeh that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do. Yeah. We explain as follows. Types of geula which we can experience. It comes through rachamim. A geula that comes through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gentleness, and the geula that comes through din. Two different ones. What's the difference? A geula that comes bidin, that means that we're deserving ki'ilu, there's no turning back. There's no, it's over, because we deserved it. So like, it's not like anyone can ever like question, or can ever appeal that geula, because it was bidin. The decision was made, based on logic. It's din. A geula that comes from rachamim, however, from mercy, so that's kind of like still open for, you know, debate. Or it can be questioned, because maybe they don't deserve the rachamim anymore. Okay, they deserved it then. What happens if midas hadin all of a sudden comes into play? You lose your geula. And that's what happened to us. Because Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim with rachamim, with Hillel, and we were free, but only as long as we deserved it, because then we were having Midas HaRachamim. Once Midas HaDin all of a sudden starts rearing its head, we lost our Geula. So then we're going to add another Geula, we're going to lose it again. We're waiting for the Geula Shlema. The Geula Shlema comes when we deserve it. Midas HaDin. And then there's no turning back, because the decision was made, and it's permanent. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. This will close. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. We want the Geula to come. It's going to come from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu and his Torah are synonymous. Don't expect the Geula to come because you're a nice guy helping ladies across the street. Don't expect the gula to come just because a person is giving tzedakah. Don't expect the gula to come because you daven along Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Or Chaim HaKadosh, if you do not learn Torah, you're not bringing the gula. Moshe and his Torah go together. A person who's amel b'Torah, a person who's masvin b'Torah, I can show you the Or Chaim if you want to see it inside. Then Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm prepared to come. But if you are disgracing my Torah, if you are just ignoring my Torah, not learning the Torah, so then what do you want from me? I'm not coming. So if we want to be zoiche to the Gula Shlema, we have to put the right emphasis on learning Torah's Moshe, and then we'll be zoiche to Moshe Rabbeinu, teaching us Torah once again with Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mheira v'yameinu, amen.